This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. What does it look like to be out of balance as a believer? Or let me put that positively. How do we become an integrated, well-rounded follower of Jesus Christ? This is episode 37 of Unhurried, season 1. I'm your host, Doug Kyle. Thanks to Ryan, who is working behind the scenes to produce this every week, makes this happen. And thanks to you for following along. It's great to have you with me today as we discuss this topic. Thanks to those who have been following along from the very beginning all year long. This is our first year of this podcast. And for those who have found us recently and are following along, welcome. Hope you can just kind of sit back and enjoy this discussion, perhaps slow down a little bit and have some time for kind of an unhurried reflection on what we talk about today. I want to do a little bit of a one-off today and talk about this idea of what it means to be balanced as a believer. You know, these days I'm taking some tennis lessons. I played a lot of tennis when I was younger, played tennis in high school on the high school team, but haven't played in many years. But my kids are really into tennis these days, and so I want to kind of get back in the swing of things, pun intended, play with them a little bit more. So I've been taking some lessons, but when you take tennis lessons, I suppose this is true of any sport, when you are being coached in a different area, you have to work on a number of things at once. You can't just focus on one thing entirely and neglect everything else. I have to work on my forehand, my backhand, my serve, my net game. There's the strategy, the thinking, the timing, all of that is a part of what it means to be balanced as a tennis player. Well, even more so in the life of a believer. As followers of Jesus, we are called to be balanced individuals. And today I want to talk about that in three ways with three terms that might be new to you. The idea of being balanced with our orthodoxy, with our orthopraxy, and with our orthopathy. Let me define each one. Of those three terms, orthodoxy is probably the most familiar term. Orthodoxy literally means right belief or correct doctrine. And so to be orthodox is to understand and think clearly about God and this world. Orthopraxy is right practice or correct actions. It's living out our faith in appropriate behavior, the way we act, operate, and the way we treat one another. Orthopathy means right feelings or correct emotions, and it's the idea that our passion, our love, and our feelings are also aligned correctly. When Jesus healed people when he was here on earth, he often pronounced them whole. And that's God's desire for us. His desire is for us to be whole people, well-balanced in every arena of life. And so you can imagine how different groups of Christians tend to emphasize different parts of this. You can imagine a group that really is strong on orthodoxy and this right belief. And so they're very strong on theology and core doctrines of the faith, the importance of the deity of Christ and the understanding of the Trinity, salvation through grace. Scripture is very important. When this is your emphasis, there's a strong emphasis on regular study of the Bible, involvement in church, and understanding the teaching that is essential to the Christian faith. Then there are other groups who will have a strong emphasis on orthopraxy, on right practice, on doing the right thing. It's all about getting out and making a difference in our world and behaving correctly. There is either an emphasis on obedience, on doing the right thing and behavior in our lives, or an emphasis on social interaction where we're making a profound impact on the world around us, reaching out and caring for those people that have needs in the community around us. So this group would emphasize service and practical expression of the faith to one another. And finally, some groups really emphasize the feeling side, right feeling, orthopathy, cultivating just this emotional side of the Christian life, the heart being in the right place, the passion, the zeal, the love. Worship is really important here, and a very expressive, outward expressive worship. Again, emphasizing the feeling side of the Christian life. But again, if you remember, Jesus taught that we should love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so all of this is necessary and part of what it means to be a believer. We love Him with our mind, that is, the theology and our correct thinking, but we also love Him with our heart and our soul, which really brings out the emotional side and making sure our feelings are in check and in the right place. And finally, we love Him with our strength, which is our actions, our expression of love and faith in this world, caring for one another, putting our faith into deeds. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. All of them are necessary. In fact, if you look at that in a different way, it's not enough just to love God with our minds, that is, to have correct doctrine, to be orthodox. Jesus emphasized this in other parts of the New Testament. It's emphasized, for example, in James. It says that even the demons believe and tremble. They have the right doctrine, but obviously they're not on God's side. It's also possible to have the right behavior and yet really not be aligned with Jesus. He talked about those who acted out on their faith, who preached in His name, who prophesied in His name, who healed in His name, cast out demons even in His name. But at the end, Jesus says, I never knew you. You were simply doing the actions, but you were not doing those truly connected to me. And so orthopraxy, right practice alone, is not enough. And Paul taught that a zeal without knowledge is also not enough. It's possible to be zealous, but have a zeal that is not connected with truth. And he talked about religious people around him who had this zeal. They were passionate about what they believed, but their zeal was not aligned with correct thinking. And so it's possible to have orthopathy, this great feelings, but it's not enough all by itself. And so it's very possible then for us to be out of balance as believers because we tend to emphasize one or two of these, but not all three. Now, I've thought about these categories for a long time, and it strikes me that believers often emphasize two and neglect one. In other words, it's possible to have right thinking and right actions, but really neglect the feeling side of the Christian life. There are others who have the right actions and the right feelings, but they downplay the thinking side of it. And there are others that have right emotion and right thinking, but they downplay the practical application, the working out, the deeds. That we, as believers, can easily do two out of three of these and pick and choose which two you want those to be, and neglect one of them. And in each case, we're missing out on what God requires and invites us to experience as followers of Him. Imagine this scenario. Someone is strong on right thinking and right actions, those two areas. They put a strong emphasis on scripture, Bible study, on living out their faith, both in the way they treat one another, the way they treat the outside world, the way they obey God's commands. But they tend to downplay or discount the importance of feelings. In this situation, it can lead to sort of a dry, mechanical, duty-driven faith that's all about thinking correctly and doing the right things, but they lack so much of the joy and the emotion that is supposed to be a part of our Christian life as well. When I was young, I was taught that feelings didn't really matter too much in the Christian life, that the most important thing was faith, that needed to lead the way, just trusting the Lord, thinking correctly on it, you know, believing it and putting it into action. And it was compared to a train where faith and actions were the engine and the body of the train, and the caboose was the feelings. And they always made the point, you can run a train without the caboose. Feelings just sort of go along with it. And while maybe that's a helpful illustration in some ways, it sort of discounts the very real thing that Jesus said, that we're supposed to love Him with our hearts. And with this deep passion and the fruits of the Spirit, experiencing the joy that is part of the magic of the Christian life. Well, imagine this scenario then. There are others who may emphasize different ones. They may emphasize, for example, right actions and right feelings. They're very involved in social life and very passionate about what they do, have strong feelings, are really into it. But because they discount or neglect the right thinking, as time goes on, especially as they face challenges, it can lead to great questions and doubts and lack the biblical and the scriptural foundation that they really need to uphold their faith during difficult times. And finally, there are others. You can picture this scenario where the emphasis is really more on right thinking and right feelings. They focus on Bible study and having a great passion and emotion about it, but they've overlooked their behavior and the way they treat one another, the way they're involved in their community and in their world is neglected. And it becomes this faith that is sort of isolated from real life. And where, as the Bible says, that kind of faith without deeds is dead. It's a self-focused faith that doesn't really live outside of itself. And so true spiritual maturity involves integrating all three of these things, our belief, our actions, and our affections, our feelings, coming together in a way that's balanced, well-rounded, and each one impacts the other. Let me come at this a different way. If we only emphasize our right thinking, then it can become legalistic. If we only emphasize right actions, it can become, you know, the gospel of niceness, just being a good person. If we only emphasize our feelings, it can become sort of sentimental and sappy, and also it can crumble when hard things come our way. Instead, God calls us to this full-orbed Christian experience where our thinking informs our actions and informs our feelings. Our actions then strengthen what we believe and build this deeper passion about it, and our feelings fuel our beliefs and what we do and keep us going. So perhaps it would be valuable to just do a little self-evaluation right now. Are you weak in any one of these areas? Weak in the way you spend time focusing on orthodoxy, correct thinking, or maybe a little bit neglecting the area of right actions, of serving those around you and making sure that your lifestyle matches what you believe? Or perhaps you've neglected the feeling side of the Christian life. You've either let feelings run wild in a way that's untethered to your faith, or you've just become sort of this dry, passionless person who believes the right things and does the right things, but doesn't experience the joy that God wants you to have in your life. Listen, we don't have to overemphasize these areas. You don't have to be a scholar if that's not the way you're designed and, you know, an egghead. You don't have to be a philanthropist who is every day just out there making a difference in all these amazing ways. You don't have to be gushing with emotion. But these three aspects of the spiritual life need to work together for us to be really healthy and whole as Jesus intends, as Jesus wants. Well, I hope that's a helpful way for you to think about what it means to be balanced as a believer, and maybe give you some terms, some hooks to think about it, a way that often has been helpful for me over the years to think about it as well. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for thinking this through with me. I'd love to hear from you if you are following along. You can always email me at unhurriedpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and I look forward to talking soon.